We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I was just talking about, Mike, good to see you. And
see you, Mike.
Just talking about how Cano just, you know, watching him hit, just, you know, first time up, showing my son, watch, boom, left field, you know, watched him in the cage. What a pro. I said, he's just a guy that doesn't go into long slumps, hits any kind of pitching, just a kind of guy that, you know, is as a dependable middle of the order hitter as you can have.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, I actually asked him, I was like, hey, are you looking, you know, first pitch right there, first at bat of the game, are you looking to go shoot that hole right there? And he's like, yeah, man, you know, now's the time to work on those kinds of things. You know, it's something he takes pride in, being able to, you know, put the ball where he wants to put it. And, you know, so it's going to be a pleasure for me to, you know, hopefully hit behind him, hopefully learn a little bit from him, and you know, hopefully he rubs off on me a little bit.
What a great hands, powerful hands. Very, I mean, just so quick in the strike zone, and a terrific fielder too. I you know, watching him come up as a kid as I did, and watching him all these years, I mean, just a consummate pro in every way. And just, you know, watching him, he says, I'm a smarter hitter now. He told me this. Then, you know, now I have a good idea when I go up to the plate. I got a good idea. I'm going to get a good swing. You know, that's basically
absolutely,
it.
Yeah.
How about you? You know, you came back from the injury. I wondered how healthy you were during the season, and I got the idea you weren't healthy till late, and then you just went crazy in September, which makes me think September you felt good.
Yeah. You know, I physically felt good the entire time. You know, I think the consistency wasn't there. You know, every day trying to figure out, you know, why was my weight out on my front foot? You know, how do I stay on these pitches that are, you know, tailing away from me, fastballs that I usually hit in the gap,
right.
You know, that kind of thing. So, you know, just didn't get the time to really work on that stuff and to really nail it down into muscle memory again. You know, you lose some of that after not taking a swing for 6 months. So looking back, I think, you know, I could have probably done it different, but I always say, you know, I don't regret anything.
Did you come back too quick? I mean, do you think in retrospect you came back too quick?
I mean, it's easy to look back now and
right.
say that's the case, but I think I learned a lot from it. You know, I'm not going to say I regret anything. It was my decision, and I think I'm a better player now for it.
I think everyone was, first of all, shocked that you came back as quickly as you did. I mean, because what we had heard was kind of ominous. It was going to take a while. And then, you know, it wasn't a bad year, but it's got to be so much better year late. I mean, you were so overpowering in September. You know, and the old adage in baseball, don't look at what you see in September, you know, because people get hot and the pitching is different. But you know what? You really looked special in September last year.
Yeah, absolutely. I felt great. You know, I think I figured some stuff out. It took more reps than I thought it would. You know, I figured maybe – you know, I mess around with some stuff in April and figure it out. But, you know, in this game, it's crazy. You never know how long it's going to take before you start to feel good.
How do you feel? First of all, you're healthy, right? We start there.
100%.
Good. That's good to see. Number two, I mean, you're at that point where you've watched as people have, you know, basically predetermined how good you were going to be and talked about it, whether it's the announcers or whether it's whoever it may be in the sport, talk about what they expect from you, and then have some special moments that you've had, but you're still a kid. You're still young. I mean, you know, you're 25 years old, so, I mean, you still have a lot, you know, you still have a lot of time. You haven't been in the majors that long. Do you feel like it's been a long time and it's a long time coming, or do you feel like you just got here?
You know what? That's a funny question because it feels like yesterday I was coming into this clubhouse from the minor league side, you know, for my first game, you know, with David Wright, Grandy, you know,
right.
Daniel Murphy, all these guys that I watched on TV. And, but at the same time, it feels like I've been around for a while. So,
yep.
You know, it's a little bit of both, but, I think, you know, I'm starting to feel very comfortable being, you know, being one of the guys that's been around for the longest. Man, I think Lagares is actually now the
right.
You know, the longest tenure.
Hey, you're a fixture now. You've been here. You know, you've been a big part of it now for 4 years. And also, the expectations are so high. And you've already hit a lot of home runs. I mean, you've done a lot of things already.
Yeah. It's, and you know, it's my career. I look back. I've been on the World Series team.
Yep.
I've been on a couple teams that haven't been so good. A team that, you know, just made the playoffs. You know, I think I've learned a lot from each of those seasons. I've seen the way that that the clubhouse is. I've seen the way that guys pick each other up, you know, on those teams that, that can win 15 games in a row, you know, 15 out of 20 games, whatever it was, you know, back in 2015. You know, I think I can pick some things out, and you know, I can pick some things out that David would do, that Grandy would do, that Michael Kadire would do. And I can learn from those things. I can pull those things from the past and, you know, hopefully use them to help us win games.
Are you to a point now where you can kind of feel that it's all come together, or do you still feel like you're learning? Do you still feel like you're developing? What are you to a point now where you kind of feel past that?
You know, I think what last year told me is if I stay healthy and I stay on the field.
Was September important to you?
Absolutely, okay. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, you had 10 home runs and I think 30 RBIs in the month of September. I mean, that's a big September.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I feel like that's more the player that I am. You know, the first half didn't feel like me. But, you know, that being said, I played 153 games, something like that. The numbers ended up being there, and I left that, you know, left 2018 feeling hungry, feeling, you know, a little bit of sour taste in my mouth, and went to the offseason motivated. You know, so I think really what I need to do is just go out there and be me. Don't try to do too much. You know, I think a lot of guys get in trouble going out there trying to hit a home run every time. You know, that's not me. My approach is stay in the middle of the field, stay in the gaps, and accidentally hit the ball out of the ballpark. I mean, you know, that's when I'm playing my best. So I'm not going to go out there and try to
it's
do
more
too
than
much.
Accidentally when you hit 27, 28 home runs. It's a little more than accidental, you know. I mean, that's a lot of home runs.
Hey, man, there's a lot of times when you go up there and you're thinking, you know, I got this guy. I see this guy so well, and you think you're gonna hit one out of the park. But really, it's those times that you go up there and you're like, I'm going to stay short. I'm going to stay in the middle, and the ball leaves the park. So
you don't try to hit home runs, right? I mean, it's when you swing easy.
They're thrown. You know, that's the old saying.
Yeah. How about, you know, from a stability standpoint, we're talking about Michael Conforto, and you're going to be right in the middle of that order with Cano, who we mentioned, who likes to play every day, and you obviously having, you know, the ability now to do that. You're right in the middle of your career, right in that time where, you know, 150 games is a nice number. The Met infield, though, has a lot of moving parts as far as that. Is that okay with you, or would you like to settle in and just play one position every day? Or is it okay if you're in right today and in center tomorrow? Is that something you would want to stay away from and just try to master one outfield position, or you don't really worry about that?
Well, as far as the infield, you know, I can't really speak for those guys, but from my conversations with Mickey, with Brody, they want to keep me in right field. They want to keep
now
me in one spot.
Now this year, just keep you in the one spot.
Exactly.
That'll be a positive. I think that's a strong idea.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's, you know, there's something to be said about getting the reps
right
day in and day out.
I think that's a positive. I think it's a good idea if they do it, you know, because they can always slide you over to play center field if they need to and move guys around. But I think that's better if they do leave you there. I mean, I know you can play center field, but I think it's better if you get to just play one position.
Yeah. You know, I think that's definitely a good idea. And obviously, I'm open to playing left. I'm open to playing center, but on a consistent basis, I think it's
do
a
you
good
prefer
idea.
One to the other in the outfield? You don't really care.
You know, I think center field is the most fun.
Everyone says the easiest to play.
Yeah, you get the best
if you can run
advantage.
And play it. Right.
Exactly. Yeah. And obviously, there's the most space out there to cover, but you can see location of pitch, you know, the break on the pitch, you see swings better. So that's why it's, I guess, the easiest.
Have you, you know, and obviously, as everyone knows, Mike is a guy who comes from a, you know, a great background as far as great athletic background with his parents. Are you happy with what you've accomplished so far? Are you, you know, wanting for more? Or are you going to say, hey, look what I've accomplished in 4 years here. You know, I've had this year, I had that year. I did some big things. You know, people expect a lot from me. Are you content with that, or are you not content with what you've accomplished?
You know, I can't say that I am content. You know, I think I've been left with less than I set out for in each of those 4 years. You know, we get so close to winning a World Series.
Right.
You know, led most of those games, most innings in those games.
Yep.
Came up short. The next year I got sent down twice. The year after that was a great year, but you know, left with that injury, and then yet last year was you know, part of the year was great, part of the year wasn't so great. So I've reached some milestones. I've reached the big leagues, you know, probably a little bit quicker than I anticipated.
Right.
You know, I've been in this league for 3 years plus, 4 years, you know, I guess I've been in the big leagues, and so those are some milestones that I'm proud of, but I'm still hungry. You know, I want to get a lot better. I think there's a lot of room for me to grow. there's a lot of guys that I can learn from in this clubhouse. So, I won't be satisfied until we're the last team standing.
You know, the one thing that has been pronounced is you've had a couple of slumps that were long, a couple of prolonged slumps. Are you really hard on yourself when you get in a slump? Do you beat yourself up? The first one was where you were very young. The second one I thought was more probably injuries than anything else, as you were playing too soon last year. Was it that, or were you just real hard on yourself during a slump?
Well, I think...
Do you beat yourself up?
Yeah, everybody beats themselves up. I mean, we are all competitors. We are all perfectionists in some ways. Right. You know, we want to see the ball land in the grass. We want to see it land in the seats. So nobody's harder on us than ourselves. But what I've learned over the course of the 4 years I've been in the big leagues is it's those guys that stay on that even keel. You know, whether they're mega confident, the Bryce Harpers, the Machados, those guys, or you're the Mike Trout, just steady right in the middle. It's those guys that stay in the middle. They don't get too high. They don't get too low. They stay at the same level, and so that's what I've learned from watching some great players.
You're a veteran guy here who's a big cog in this thing. I mean, they're not doing anything without you. You're right in the middle of their plans, right in the middle of the lineup. You got a lot of new faces now this year. You know, they brought in a catcher. They brought in Cano. They brought in a closer. They brought Familia back. They brought in some offensive guys. They brought in some guys to play on the infield. They got a couple of youngsters coming up from the minor leagues who hopefully can hit. It's a different group, maybe some better depth and maybe a little longer lineup. What do you sense when you look at this group this year?
A lot of new faces, in the front office, in the training staff, in the medical staff, obviously in the clubhouse. Like we said earlier, I mean, I think Lagares is the longest tenured Met now. So, I think I see a lot of very, very good players, very, very good workers. Robinson Cano surprises me every day with the extra work that he does. His ability to bring Rosario along with him, Peter Alonso, everybody gravitates toward this guy. In brief conversations, we got a lot of guys right now, so it's tough to, really get a lot of time with the guys that are going to be going with us to New York. But just good guys. I mean,
did
really
you take anything
guys
from last year? Because last year got really ugly for a while. And you played through all that. And then late in the season, I know everyone's ignoring you guys then at that point, but you guys played hard and played pretty well the last 50 games or so.
Yeah.
After having a dreadful stretch there for a couple of months where, man, you were the only guy who was doing anything offensively. Your numbers were anemic as a team. That was a tough time to go through, and you guys came out the other side of it at least and didn't, stop playing. Mm-hmm. I mean, was that anything you gained anything from last year's experience?
Well,
or no?
I think we took some pride, as the young core was able to, kind of play together a little bit in that second half. June was tough, man. June was a grind, but we kind of looked around and we said, hey, we got 50 games left, 60 games left. Let's make the most out of this. Let's win as many games as we can. Let's do some things as a team. Let's try to be a little bit better with that situational hitting, put the ball in play, do some things on the bases and play good defense. And I think, we rallied around, maybe just a little thing. I mean, not a little thing, but DeGrom in that race for the Cy Young. I mean, we wanted to put up runs for him. We wanted to put up runs for our great starting staff. That helps a lot
unbelievable the way
great starting staff.
No question.
So I think we rally around each other a little bit, being a young core and guys that we've played together for, for a long time in the minor leagues.
With all this stuff that goes on now, with the shifts and everything else and all the analytics, your guy's been around sports your whole life. Have you changed your approach with all that stuff? Have you made you change your approach as a hitter, or do you do things the same way?
Well, it's something that I want to work on for sure. When I see Robinson, just hitting a line drive right through that hole a few times this spring, I think that's a big part of the
he
game.
He told me he was trying to do that. He said that to me. That he said he was working on that. Yeah.
I mean, you can tell that he's looking to go that way. You can see it in the way he works in the cage. You can see it in BP, and he takes pride in being able to manipulate that barrel and shoot the ball the other way. I think I can definitely use a little bit of that in my game. Not so much home run or nothing. Let's take what the pitcher gives us.
I think it's making teams stay away from left-handed hitters a little bit too. I think it really is. They're not minding having a right-handed hitters in the lineup.
Yeah, I mean, keep two guys on each side of the infield, and you got a righty up there. But I think that's definitely something that we as a team can adopt and try to work on. And I think that's the mentality that Mickey and Chili and Brody are trying to help us with is let's be a little bit more team oriented. You know, we don't got to hit the ball in the seats every time. We can play baseball. We can play small ball at times and beat the teams that just want to hit the ball in the seats.
Well, listen, stay healthy this year. Thanks for a couple of minutes. Always a pleasure to see you. Yeah. Thank you, Mike.
Appreciate it, Mike.
Mike Conforto back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.